What's up, guys? This is Andrea with The Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you're listening to this podcast episode at. So many topics. Hope you guys are having a good week. Talking with some friends and kind of reevaluating The Andrea Effect channel, the brand, and, you know, just healthy things, healthy growth and things of that sort. You know, my dream always has been to have some type of show, I would say, right? I don't want to say Mexican Oprah, but something where, or there's a conversation, but luckily, thankfully, to places like social media, we're able, and Spotify and all these other platforms, we're able to have these type of conversations. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to even one listener that can say, hey, there's someone out there that sees me and echoes back or mirrors something I'm not going and saying, this is crazy, right? Or this is normal, right? And that's the whole premise of this podcast episode and this actual podcast channel itself and the very reason of all the content I put out on social media is just to say I see you. And I think that feels good in a world where things can be misunderstood or are misunderstood a lot of times. Communication is so huge, and I'm grateful that God gave me the gift of communication, and I use it wisely, and I can use it, you know, in a way that makes a positive change. We all have that capacity. Whatever your superpower is, it definitely is something that you can use for the greater good. And when you realize that, it just changes your life completely. Anyways, so I am essentially your favorite ESL cousin. I don't know. You could put me in a bucket if you have to. Some people need to put labels and titles in buckets and just put that one right there on me. I am, you know, coming today to just share the idea, and I don't want to say not the idea, but for me, what is expected, you know, and what is are two very different things. The reality of what should be and what is, living in the should, you know, should do this, should do that, shitting on each other, which sounds really close to shitting on each other, which is pretty much the same thing. And when we do this, we rob ourselves out of gratitude to stay in gratitude for what we do have. Of course, we want things different in some spaces of what we have, and we go for it and we do it. But then sometimes we're just never satisfied, right? And if you're a person who's like, I'm satisfied, that's okay too. So I guess I'm not talking to that specific person or personality trait, but in the area that, you know, wants to always push or better, or, you know, feels things could be better, and I don't know, physical, mental, whatever it is. And so it's such a titter-tatter. You have to find that balance where what is conformity, what is growth, right? And the constant movement. And why do I feel weird with growth? Like, for instance, changing something up. It's just like, well, I'm always changing something, right? I can't stick with something. A lot of entrepreneurs have this issue. They're always starting a new project. They don't stick with something. And some people just stick with something so much because A, it's paying the bills or giving, but B, it's also the commitment that they made to not be so flippy-floppy. But growth is normal, right? Growth and change and all of those things. So accepting that as a factor of life instead of seeing it as a punishment, change is going to happen whether you make it happen or life makes it happen. My favorite quote is let go or be dragged because of that. That's it. You either sit down and you rest and you take a break, or you get yourself dragged to where you have to sit down and take a break and sit there and be with yourself and be with your thoughts and become self-aware and reflect. And you have a choice. You can say, this sucks, or this is good. What am I going to make out of it? What can I do? And you sit there. There's this thing called shadow work. Look it up. It shouldn't be anything too crazy or deep. You may have the wrong Google search if you're looking that up. But shadow work is basically looking at the parts of ourselves that, you know, we don't see when, you know, you got the radio on, you got your top 40 and like, oh my God, and like caffeine and wine and like, yes, girl. And so there's very superficial, you know, things, you know, the run of the mill and, you know, Monday through Friday work and dinner and wine and binge watch, some streaming or just pop in front of the TV or whatever, hit the gym and, you know, perks and the weekends is, I don't know, family, drink, shopping, things with the kids, just your normal daily life. I'm not pooping on anyone. I'm just saying these normal things, and it just becomes so routine. So it's really hard to see an opportunity to break out of it, right? But in that, when you get invited or a change comes or something like that, it could seem like you're losing instead of gaining. And so having the right mindset, for that is going to be your salvation. It was my salvation. Maybe it's not your salvation, but it certainly helped me. In the time where I thought during my shadow work, I'm losing. You know, this is everything I have built, everything I've wanted, it's crumbling. What's going on? You know, the marriage and the house and like and these things. Like, I did it right. What, you know? And maybe you're living up someone else's dreams and expectations. Hey, that's cultural. That's life. No hay problema. You know, me estoy quejando. I'm not judging. I'm just saying what it is. And so having that opportunity to be like, I'm going to pave my own way. Even if you say it with a shaking voice, there will come a time where you say it, I'm going to pave my own way. And then even more so, I'm paving my own way. Chin up, right? And so there's different phases, just like the moon and things that we go through. Of ourselves and things like that. But it's also realizing when we're doing the shadow work, what is a part of ourself? You know, I procrastinate or I flake out or I'm indecisive and or I really don't like myself, or I have, you know, my mom or my dad's critical voice telling me this, and, you know, and you have that playing in your head, oh, I'm not dumb, or I'm sorry, and all these things, you know. It really shifts the dynamic, and you keep yourself where you're at based on how you speak to yourself, based on how you speak to others, and how you allow others to speak to you. Something so simple as like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for the delay, versus thank you for your patience. Which one sounds more confident? And so you would think, I don't feel like crap, Andrea. I'm not going to do shadow work right now, or I'm good. I'm not trying to go into those feelings and be vulnerable. No, thank you. I got stuff to handle. And that's okay. But then here comes the let go or be dragged quote. It happens. I don't know. It happens for different people at different times. Sometimes life, what's it called? Life-threatening situations, right? Close, near-death encounters. That'll do it. Severe trauma. Loss. You know, just like a really big life event. That'll do it. And it could have... I know we all went through a life event in 2020. So, you know, a lot of people had to sit there with themselves. And yeah, like, oh, this is so cool. I get to work from home. Like, nobody did any work, right? Unless you're like the people that work from home, then, you know, we're jamming out and stuff. We're handling our business and doing what we got to do, but business as normal. But for a lot of people, you know, they are not. They're like, oh, a little break from the burnout. And I get it. I support it. I'm not here to judge. But I do know that there was a point where all that stuff you thought you wanted and that you no longer wanted it, right? And then you got to still sit there and you sit there. And a lot of people got to dive into themselves, and that's good. A lot of people distracted themselves with other people and alcohol and drama or whatever, and that's also what it is. But being able to... look at those things and just one, you know, pick on yourself with one thing. And why am I so critical? You know, why am I so pushy about things, you know, and suffocating? Let's just talk about motherhood, for instance. You know, what is my over need for this or for that? And so evaluating those things and asking yourself why, and a tear of why. Well, you know, I'm worried, like, something will happen. Okay, but why? Well, because it happened to me. But why? Well, because nobody told me. And then why? Well, I didn't listen. I was rebellious. But why? Well, you know, you start to dive in, and maybe you were a person or a child that was really needed more of a challenging space, but had a lot of limiting, and you were growing in a space with limiting beliefs. And so because of that, it's a full flip, right? You rebelled to the, you know, power, and it's just, that's not healthy for anybody at that point. And so when you have this energy, creativity, intelligence, desire, ideally, you know, how cool would it be to have that community and those people to guide you, like, oh, you're not mula or terca, or you're not necio or terco, you're actually, you know, stubborn or something, or strong-willed or strong-minded, but that can serve you. Why don't we use that energy and convert it into something better? And I think a lot of people get those labels on themselves because people didn't know what to do with all that. And a lot of people can be creative and grow up with so much potential and limited resources. And, you know, these things, you start to tell yourself, or you're told these things, or you carry all that baggage around. And maybe, you know, decades ago, life's not fair, and everyone got a sad story, man. Everyone got a rough story, but that's not your end story, and that doesn't have to be the journey. That doesn't have to be a label for you. Like, it's something you went through, but what do you got now? And so focusing on that present, right? Focusing on what you do have versus what you don't have. And that will be the next step after you've done your shadow work, or you're working through those things. Like, what do I have? Do you feel like crap? You probably feel like crap at some point anyways. So it's just like, why? And I think a lot of people don't ask why. Nobody wants to. That sucks. Like, sitting there with your emotions and vulnerability and ugh. Oh, brother. Winnie the Pooh used to say that. No, nobody wants to do that. But when you lose something, you know, you lose someone, or, you know, there's just, you can't stand yourself sometimes. There's some people just can't stand. I think I got to a point like that, and, you know, years ago, but I'm just like, this is done. Before, like, I think my kids are brand new. I think they're just so small. I'm like, I'm not doing this. This is done, you know. But some people don't have that mechanism. Some people don't have that connection to spirit. Some people don't have that connection to intuition. And I've always had it. I guess I would say after double digits in my life, I started to kind of gain it a little bit. Definitely going into my teens. I would say from that year on, it just changed. I can't tell you how, what, why, when, or where. Exactly, or maybe I will in another podcast. Stay tuned. But it's definitely something that is a gift, to trust yourself. And a lot of times we grow up in communities or households where trusting yourself also means making your own decision that's best for you, and, you know, with respect to people around you, but not giving them their way, their seal of approval, isn't necessarily disrespecting them. It's just not going with the norms. But, you know, I understand listening to wise counsel and getting that, but I would not be where I am today if I would have listened to my mom on some things. I'm sorry to say this, you know, and I love her to death. And a lot of, like, there's a time when you're going to learn the most that you can from your community, and then you got to grow, and you become your own community for your children and your family and your nieces and nephews and siblings. There, you have to grow. And you have to see that as a blessing and opportunity, not as a task or a burden or something like that. It's a gift to be able to lead and guide and own those things and be granted the gift of wisdom, of intuition, of leadership, of love, of guidance, of communication, of historian, of whatever it is, right? These things matter to keep our beautiful traditions alive. But in addition to that, it also includes releasing things that no longer serve us. Going to therapy. Ay, no voy a ir a terapia, no estoy loca. Señora, you probably are pretty loca. And because of your locaness, everyone's going to have to go to therapy because of you, and you won't go. And that's just how it goes, my love. Everybody got a sad story. But I want you to sit there and I want you to look at the things you do have going for you. We've all lost at some point. Some have lost way more than others. Their life, their children, you know, just a lot of things of ongoing. And that's easy to wear that label of loss. But if you're listening to this right now, that means you're alive and you have hearing. And it means that you have today to look at something, one, two, three things that you love. You know, find something that you love to look at. Find something else that you really love to touch. And find something else that you really love to hear in your ears. Or maybe something like to taste a nice drink or something, you know. Something refreshing for you, for your soul. And take that moment for yourself. Don't be afraid to get up and have some quiet time for yourself. This is an age specific, but obviously, you know, I do speak to mompreneurs, entrepreneurs, because that's what I mean. I'm a mom. I'm Mexican American. I'm running a business. I'm, you know, running a household. And so there's a lot of different titles we can carry. But all in all, I'm just Andrea. And, you know, out of the days, I can't just say, I just want to be happy. Like, yeah, overall, I am happy. Is it every second of the day? Not necessarily. Is it every minute? Well, most parts. But I get to choose how I interpret things. That has been my power. How I interpret things. Sometimes I pop off. There's a barrio just right there lingering. Like, you're gonna let her say that to you? You're gonna let that girl say that to you? Fuck that fool. Like, that's what it says. It's this little homie that's on my shelf. I'm just kidding. Oh, good thing I don't edit my stuff. Like, I know you're not about to let her on the other shoulder, right? Jokes aside, there's so much to be thankful for. And there's so much that I'm just like, wow. I love it. I love it here. You know, what's next? What now? This wonder, this curiosity for life. It's a gift. It's a gift, you guys. It's not guaranteed. It's a gift. Every single day you get to do something different. You get to do something you want to do. You get to do stuff you have to do, or I would say want to. No, I have to. Well, if you hate going to that job, get a new job, right? It's hard. It sucks. I get it. But change is hard work. It's just what's worth it, you know? You're going to complain and struggle for 6 months and see something at the end? Or are you going to complain and struggle in 6 months going to be right in the same spot? Es la misma cosa. Let's focus on solutions here, because that's what's going to change your life, is being solution focused. Be focused on complaining. You're going to have more things to complain about. That's going to be the norm. And that's how it goes. You attract what you put out there. It doesn't matter if you do good for 3 days and it's a crappy day on the next day. Who cares? Okay, chop it up. Let it be a sucky moment, not your whole day. keep on trucking. And if the whole day is thrown, get to bed and you start your day off again the next day. That's all we can do. And I'm sure you guys are already doing it. And I'm so proud of you for that, because you probably taught yourself how to do that on your own. And we're breaking barriers, and we're breaking generational, you know, traumatic generational cycles of things that are not healthy. And we're showing each other what works best. You know, beating the horse and all this stuff, that's not gonna fly. You have to be soft, and I don't feel like it. And then we're in a generation of just brats, and all. There's a lot of stuff that's said like that, but I see it as authentic. People are just not willing to put up with BS and are like, yeah, that's not living. That's struggling. That's surviving. How are you doing? I'm surviving. Like, ugh. How many years have you been saying that for? Jeez. Has to be a better way. That starts with whether you're in leadership, right? Whether you're boss of your team. Treating people decently. Es una cosa, like, meterle chinga cuando se ocupa y hacer las cosas. And people will do that happily when there's passion and things in there. That's not a problem. Pero es otra cosa to, like, hate your job and show. I don't know. I'm so disconnected from that, Andrea. You know? And I mean, I would say that was decades ago, because I just promised myself I would find something fun that I do. Like, I will find fun in what I do, enjoying what I do. And whether that's even your coworker sometimes, or, you know, I would show up and just, and be that. I made that decision in my 20s. I'm going to be happy about this. I'm going to look at this. If I don't like it, I'll leave. And that goes for friendships, relationships, work. If I don't like it, there's something, and I keep on moving. And obviously that has not been applauded very much, but here I am telling you that, yeah, it's good. That's one way to live your life. That will bring you that peace to know when to leave a situation and when to sit down, quit running and avoiding things, and realize that you are the situation, the situation's within you, and doing the shadow work will bring that out. And addressing it, and that'll kind of put a different light on everything around you, so you don't have to keep on running away, because you can't run away from yourself. And I think yourself knows that. Check that out. It's a Google search. That'll be a fun little project. Hit me up at theandreaeffect@gmail.com if you have any questions or any, you know, want to know any links or something I can share with you on the topic. But it should be as simple as that. Don't forget to follow me, por favorcito. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, TikTok, Instagram, and all of those things. We got content going up daily. We're going to take a little break, I believe, on socials, and then we're going to hit it back again. At least going live and things like that. But we're going to take a little summer family time, y'all. Muchas bendiciones. I'll be here giving y'all some love as always. And I believe in you. I hope you believe in yourself. Your mindset, that's your strongest weapon. Protect it at all costs. You got this. Vámonos.